Rebuilding in typhoon-ravaged Philippines could cost $1 billion. A medical mission team in the U.S. provides physical and spiritual hope to the needy in Guatemala. And a ministry in Bangladesh sees a remarkable reaction to the gospel despite famine and flooding. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Damages from the Philippines' brush with devastating back-to-back storms are coming in at roughly $1 billion. Few areas where the storms hit are unscathed, which includes the ministry of IN Network. Rody Rodehaver says,
our headquarters was underwater. A number of our staff people's homes were destroyed, and our children who are under sponsorship, probably over 500 of them, have been seriously affected.
Many families are living in evacuation centers.
What we're simply trying to do is provide food supplies, blankets, and sleeping mats, and then we're also trying to assess the damage.
The relief strategy is made stronger by the hope of Christ.
These people are traumatized by the awfulness of a flood and water just coming in. And so the love of Christ is very important there. And then just to provide them the necessities of food and clean water and warm blankets.
Next, MNN's Greg Yoder is in Guatemala this week and says the global economic crisis is having an adverse effect on children.
A recent report suggests 50% of the children in Guatemala suffer from malnutrition. Many people have lost their jobs. With less money to buy food, malnutrition is widespread. Sickness accompanies this, so our team is helping orphan outreach address these needs. Country Director Gloria Caceres.
People can't afford going to a private clinic, and unfortunately, the public clinic here doesn't have any supplies, and they will charge for the meds that they give away to the patients. So many people don't feel comfortable going there because they know they don't have the money to pay for their visit.
An average of over 200 people were treated at the clinic this week. Caceres says the clinic didn't only provide hope to a hopeless community, but the gospel to those who feel abandoned. You can read my blog, see video, and more. Just go to our website. Mission Network News, Panama, Guatemala.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Are you interested in serving God in Japan as an individual, a team, or a family? If so, check out Asian Access at Urbana 09 this December. If you're interested in short or long-term ministry, they'll have information on both. For short-term missions, their Envision and J-Team ministries will be there, as well as their church planning team. They're always looking for people who have the vision to evangelize and disciple. Asian Access also had a booth at Urbana 06 and helped a lot of people there connect with missions in Japan. Visit our website to register for Urbana 09 today. Meanwhile, Roger Thomas of AMG International says they're seeing a remarkable reaction to the gospel in Bangladesh, despite famine and flooding.
We've had good response in Bangladesh.
Recent flooding tipped the nation's food status from struggle to crisis.
Between the flooding and the rats, the entire food crop, their rice and their other garden products, have been wiped out for the year again.
AMG provides emergency food for flood victims and funding for seed to plant next year's harvest. By helping to meet these great physical needs, AMG shows Christ's compassion.
The situation in the urban areas may be a little bit different, but you get out in the rural areas and the isolated villages, and they're very open to evangelism.
As AMG staff cares for flood victims in Bangladesh, ask God to guide and protect them.
That's the only way we can be successful, is if we work under God's guidance and His direction and provision, and we need much prayer to be able to do that.
Finally, for kids with parents in prison, many of the odds are against them. More than likely, they'll be involved with some kind of crime, use drugs and alcohol, or possibly wind up in prison themselves. So Crossroad Bible Institute is starting a Crossroad Kids Bible Study Ministry. This will not only allow Crossroad to share Christ's love with the prisoners, but their families as well. Crossroad is almost completed the pilot program, and it'll soon be launching it worldwide. Visit our website to learn how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There are lots more details of what MNN's Greg Yoder's doing with orphan outreach in Guatemala. You can check them out at our Facebook page or go to YouTube for more information. You can also read his blog at missionnetworknews.org. Again, that's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.